November 4th, 2018. When God is. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." This is an ancient teaching which Jesus reaffirmed. But these words of Jesus pose a very big question for us. How do I begin to love God with all my heart and soul, with all my mind and strength, and then to love my neighbor as myself? That's an awful lot of love. The spiritual writer, Kathleen Norris, tells the story about a friend of hers named Willie, who became associated with a drug dealer. And the two men dreamed up a scheme to make some really big bucks. Willie thought that things were going along fine until he and the drug dealer were driving along one day, and the drug dealer pointed to a man walking along and said, matter-of-factly, "I need to kill that guy." And the drug dealer started fumbling for his gun. "It was right then that I decided to get out," said Willie. "This is over my head." Kathleen Norris, the spiritual writer, points out that this is where the road to love and salvation begins. When I suddenly become aware that the road that I am on is leading to death, and not just a physical death, but a spiritual death as well. When I am able to see that something is wrong and I take steps to get away from it. Saints like St. Paul and St. Francis of Assisi and many other saints flirted with sin and made the decision to take another road. Many saints have heard today's gospel as if for the first time and embraced the truth that love of God and love of neighbor are the right path, and they start realizing that they have a far, far journey ahead. When the poet Maya Angelou appeared on the Today Show some years ago, she was asked about her lifetime goals. She answered, "I want to become a Christian." This surprised the host of the Today Show, who asked, "But aren't you already a Christian?" To which the poet replied, "When people come up to me and they say that they are a Christian, I think, oh my, already?" Becoming a Christian, becoming a saint, is an ongoing process, and it happens in the way that Rabbi Harold Kushner points out to us. "When people ask me, 'Where is God?' I tell them, I would rather rephrase the question to, 'When is God?' God is here when we love God and when we love our neighbor." One woman became depressed because she had lost the sense of God in her life. "If I only knew that God was here, if I could only feel him and know that he had touched me." A friend to whom she said all of this told her, "Pray to God and ask God to touch you. God will put his hand on you." The woman closed her eyes and began to pray. And suddenly she felt the hand of God touching her. She cried out, "He touched me, he touched me." And she felt overjoyed. And then she paused and said to her friend, "But you know, it felt just like your hand." The friend said to her, "Of course it did. It was my hand. Do you think that God would extend a long arm all the way from heaven to touch you? God just took the hand that was the nearest, and he used that." That's what God does. The earth is full of miracles, for the eyes that see. One woman discovered one of these miracles while she was earning her master's degree. She lived in Vermont, and she had to commute 100 miles several times a week. Coming home late at night, she would see an old man sitting by the side of her road. He was always there, even in bad weather, and late into the evening. He never so much as acknowledged her passing him by. She wondered what brought him to be there, into that same spot every evening. It was a stubborn habit, maybe, a certain grief. Maybe it was a mental disorder. Finally, she asked a neighbor of hers if she had seen him. "Oh, yes," said her neighbor, "many times." "What is he up to?" she asked. "Oh, you see, he goes home right after you do. He doesn't like the idea of your driving out late all alone on these dark roads. So every night, he walks out to wait for you. And when he sees your taillights disappear around the bend, he knows that you are okay, and he goes home to bed." Jesus says that the law and the prophets are all summed up in loving God and in loving our neighbor. This is not something over and above daily life. It is the very center and heart of our daily life. It is the springboard of our actions and the basis for our decisions, the grounding of our prayer life, the motivation of our careers, and the purpose of our being here on earth. You and I have a lot of trouble discovering where God is because we have not discovered when God is.